We get the news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
Nearly 2,000 US military aircraft and US civil flights with declared munitions of war on board stopped at Irish airports over the last 3 years. Civil and military aircraft intending to carry munitions of war or weapons must apply for a special exemption from the Irish government to land in Ireland or fly over Irish airspace. Jackie Fox reports.
Data obtained and analysed by RTE News shows that between 2022 and 2024, more than 1,000 applications were made by US civil aircraft with weapons on board to land at Shannon Airport, while 978 US military flights landed at Irish airports, mostly in Shannon. The figures also show that over the last 3 years, over 1,700 applications were made for US civil aircraft with munitions of war on board to fly over Irish airspace. Hundreds of the civil flights were to and from Germany, Poland, Bulgaria and Kuwait. These planes are not routinely searched or inspected by Irish authorities. Most of the munitions of war were unloaded weapons of troops, according to Department of Transport records. Only three applications from US civil aircraft carrying weapons were refused to stop or fly over Ireland between 2022 and 2024. The Department of Transport said this was because of the nature of the total munitions of war proposed to be carried. No US military aircraft was prevented from landing in Ireland over that three-year period.
The Thornister Simon Harris will be briefed today by the new Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Brigadier General Rossa Mulcahy, on the safety of Irish peacekeeping troops in South Lebanon. It follows yesterday's incident in which a joint patrol of Irish blue helmets and Lebanese soldiers came under small arms fire. Mr Harris said the Israeli Defence Forces were responsible for the shooting. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
298 members of the Defence Forces have deployed to South Lebanon in recent weeks to participate in a six-month tour of duty with the 126th Infantry Battalion. Yesterday, a joint patrol involving Irish peacekeepers and Lebanese armed forces came under fire near the village of Yaroun, which had been heavily damaged by the IDF last year. The Taoiseach Simon Harris, who is also the Minister for Defence, said an IDF patrol in Israel was responsible for firing across the border yesterday lunchtime, something he described as utterly inappropriate, utterly unacceptable, and the latest example of what he termed intimidatory behaviour by the IDF. The force commander of the UN interim force in Lebanon is expected to convey the Irish government's anger and concern at the shooting directly to the IDF. In what will be their first formal engagement this morning, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will meet the new Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Brigadier General Rossa Mulcahy, on the safety of Irish peacekeeping troops and the UNIFIL mission.
Hamas has said it's reviewing the terms of a US ceasefire proposal for Gaza. It comes after the White House said Israel had accepted the plan presented by US envoy Steve Witkoff. However, the militant group said the truce proposal does not contain commitments to end the war, withdraw Israeli troops, or admit aid into the enclave. The plan proposes a 60-day ceasefire and the release of 28 Israeli hostages alive and dead in the first week, in exchange for the release of over 1,200 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. The US President Donald Trump has described a court ruling which paused his global tariff plan as horrible and political. His comments came after a trade court ruled yesterday that he had exceeded his authority in imposing the duties and ordered an immediate halt. However, last night a federal appeals court temporarily reinstated the tariffs as it considers a government appeal against the bloc. The White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the tariffs were here to stay.
You can assume that even if we lose, we will do it another way. And I can assure the American people that the Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented to protect you, to save your jobs and your factories, and to stop shipping our wealth into foreign hands.
Ukrainian officials have said several people, including teenagers, have been injured following a massive Russian drone attack in the Kharkiv region. Two 16-year-olds were among at least eight people wounded in the area of Vasilev Kutir. The Ukrainian Air Force said that Russia launched 90 drones and two ballistic missiles overnight against Ukraine that targeted the Kharkiv, Odessa and Donetsk regions. The Kharkiv region's main city also came under Russian drone attack, which targeted a bus depot. Events will take place across the country today to mark National Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Go Purple Day, organised by Gardaí in partnership with local refuges and support services, was first organised in 2020. It aims to help strengthen community partnerships between domestic abuse services and an Garda Síochána. Members of the public as well as Garda personnel across the country are being encouraged to show their support today by wearing purple. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
A rather cloudy start with some patchy drizzle clearing away. The cloud will break up later with sunny spells and mostly dry weather developing for the afternoon. There'll be some isolated showers at times, but most areas will stay dry. Highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees.